Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
And welcome, everybody, to Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. We are back, baby!
How long has it been?
It's been nearly a decade! Marty! What year is it, Marty? What year is it?
I've got more creep.
I gotta get back to the future. I am T. Morris, and with me is...
Chuck Tomasi.
Yes. And if you don't remember who we are, that's okay, because... We're kind of stunned to be here after nearly 10 years, but we are thrilled to be celebrating International Podcast Day 2017 with this inaugural episode zero of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Now, when we last left our intrepid podcasters...
previously.
wait, what was it? And this is the story so far.
Yeah, oh boy.
Yeah, that's taking you back. Yeah. Okay, so let's try this again. Chuck, 10 years ago, what were you and I up to?
We were writing the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies.
Second edition.
I think it was 07, about this time of year, when we were at the Podcast Expo, and you came up and said, hey, you want to co-author a book?
So the original, the genesis of all of this has pretty much been Evo and I in 2005 wrote the original. I think, yeah, it was five.
Yeah.
It was five. We did Podcasting for Dummies, first edition. And then Evo said he was not interested in doing the second edition. So they said, well, you're going to have to find a second author. And I said, well, I know the guy. And then, you know, I tapped on your shoulder and said, let's do this. And
dang.
Yeah. And then for almost 10 years, nobody said anything. But then I started getting royalty checks going, all right, well, let me just throw this out there. And I contacted the folks over at Wiley Publishing and I said, you know, I'm noticing that my royalty checks are going up for a book that really needs an update. And they're like, yeah, you're right. What's Chuck doing right now? And I said, let me find out.
And you picked the worst time of year to pick on me, because spring is when we have our annual conference at work. And it is the hands down busiest time of year. There's something about February, March, April that are just colossally stupid for me to undertake any projects. But I said yes anyway.
I was going to say, but you said yes. You said yes. One thing we definitely have to do is we have to reboot the podcast. You know, Podcasting for Dummies, companion podcast. We got two solid seasons. We tried some different things in season two, and some things worked really well. Some things did not. To give you an idea, though, for the listeners of what we were doing back then, do you remember that we had two feeds? We had Podcasting for Dummies, and then we had the Enhanced
Podcast. With chapters.
It went nowhere.
According to Adam Christensen of the MacCast, there are still listeners out there of his cast, and he puts it together. He's got a small subset, and if he stopped, they'd go away. I'm like, wow.
God, love him, man.
The labor of love knows no bounds.
And I got to admit, Enhanced Podcasting was fun, but then... When technology caught up with podcasting, and, you know, we started having, you know, YouTube and Twitch and all these different streaming. And of course, you know, things like this iPhone in my hand, they didn't exist back when we started doing podcasting.
Barely,
the most sophisticated thing that we had was iPods that had
video
cover art on them.
My fifth gen.
I remember trying to watch on an iPod. Firefly, the pilot episode of
Firefly. I watched BSG that way. I totally forgot about that until you brought it up.
So if you haven't figured it out, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck and I are massive nerds. And so International Podcasting Day, I guess the big thing we got to ask is, and this has been something I think is kind of cool. Going back through Podcasting for Dummies, both first and second editions, and then creating the third edition with you, I not only discovered new podcasts,
absolutely,
and got a chance to talk about new podcasts that I was listening to, but I reconnected with some old podcasts that I just fell off the rails with.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to find out from you, what podcasts have you reconnected with?
Reconnected? Well, I have to give a tip of the hat to the missing chapter 19 from our book. Because we had the top 10 original podcasters, people who have been doing this for 10 or more years. And
we're going to do an entire show about
that. Yes, we're going to do an entire show
about
and
that.
And in talking with those people, it just brought back so many memories. And we spent at least an hour to an hour and a half with each one of those hosts. Now, there's 10 people in there. So you can, that's just the interview. Still got to go write this stuff up and translate it into text. But it was fun conversations with the likes of DJ Steve Boyette from Pod Runner.
I've never stopped listening to Pod Runner. Listening to Pod Runner.
Better man than I. Brian Ibbett from Coverville.
Brian Ibbett.
Yep. I still listen to Pamela Gay from Astronomy Cast.
My first voice crush.
Oh,
my
yes.
My first voice crush. Yep.
And of course, Minion Fogarty, Grammar Girl. You know, just a lot of these legends of podcasting.
Yeah.
It's been fun to reconnect, whether we're listening or they've fallen off the rails, like you said. It's just been a lot of fun to reconnect with the people. And I may be listening to your podcast for 10 years, but I may not. You know, Pamela, I usually see at Dragon Con every year. So it's a fun reconnect there. But and Adam, you know, once in a while, I'll see him in San Diego because we have a corporate office there. But I've never met Steve Boyette in person yet, but it's fun as all get out to talk to him. He is like Michael Butler, the rock and roll geek.
Right. I've not had the pleasure of meeting Michael Butler.
Met him once in one of the very early podcast expos, but it's, you know, with the dog days of podcasting, and we'll talk about that another time. It's been a lot of fun to keep up with these people through that channel as well. So just reconnecting with it. Podcasting is all about the people. And that's what I had a lot of fun with.
The one that I reconnected with, I think what it was there was a period where I wasn't commuting anymore. I wasn't commuting to work anymore.
Yeah.
It was called unemployment. It was a bad scene. But I had stopped listening to, for some reason, I'd stopped listening to the Geologic Podcast with George Robb.
George Robb, of course.
And so I started listening to this, and of course, you want to know the episode that I said, this is where I'm going to reconnect with George. It was an episode where they were talking about the anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So George, and this is typical George did the entire show. He did a cover of the entire album solo.
Wow.
And it was just him and the acoustic guitar. And then of course the stuff, the instruments that were on GarageBand, or now that I'm married to Pip Ballantyne, GarageBand. I was like, oh my God, I forgot how good George, how talented, how freaking wicked talented George is.
Yeah.
Then came the next show. And then that was the stuff, you know, interesting fauna and all the wacky skits that he does. Just recently he did one called Stupid Desserts. And I nearly wrecked the car laughing that hard. It was fun, you know, bread pudding. Why don't we take as much gluten as you can amass from 2016, slather that puppy in ice
sugar,
cream and caramel and sugar, stupid dessert. And it's great stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So that's people you've reconnected with. Now, were there any new podcasts that you discovered?
Oh, absolutely.
So pick
mainly
one.
Mainly through
one.
You. you put me on the spot. Now I'm drawing a mental blank. What the Mike Rowe podcast? What was that?
The Way I Heard It.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's the deep thinking podcast, the short attention span.
Yeah. And his golden voice just.
Yeah,
there's no way around that. He used to do voiceovers, of course, before he did television spots.
Oh yeah, the vast Bering Sea. You know, he did that. He did Ghost Hunters. He actually posted on I can't remember if it was micro.com or if it was if he posted it on the way I heard it, but he actually posted an outtake from when he did the voiceovers for Ghost Hunters. And some of the outtakes that he had were hysterical because it was obvious he wasn't buying into it.
He's like Morgan Freeman, though. He could narrate the phone book and it would be
enthralling.
You'd be captivated.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the way I heard it. One I have really enjoyed. It was a brand new podcast I'm listening to that I'm really enjoyed. Oh, wait, no. I didn't get a chance to cover this. I would have loved to have covered this for the book. It was called Countdown, and it's by Time Magazine. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It is about the most harrowing space missions. So you're Ooh. Here. So it was all about things that went wrong, and not just close calls, but fatalities. I mean, they talked about how
Apollo 1.
There was Apollo 1. They covered Apollo 13. They covered
Challenger and Columbia.
No, they didn't. They didn't cover those two. So far, I don't know if I've reached the end yet or not. But these are some of the stories they told. They told about the Gemini mission. They did cover Apollo 1. They did an entire episode about Gus Grissom, mm-hmm. and they talked about things that went wrong with this capsule. They did talk about Apollo 13. They did it from a different point of view, though. They did it from the environmental control monitor from that one station. Hmm. They said, everybody knows the story about Apollo 13, but we're going to tell it from this one guy's point of view. And that was fascinating. They talked about, I can't remember which it was it Gemini 8? It might've been Gemini 8. It was one of the space missions where the team was flying into St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to go to the aerospace warehouse to check out what the capsule was going to look like and everything, and it was really bad weather. So the backup crew, they landed their jet just fine, their chaser jet just fine. The main crew miscalculated, and they crashed on the runway.
Oh,
and that was how the relief. I mean, and then they were talking about other stuff like They were doing, and it was another Gemini mission where they were practicing the docking and the gyroscopes failed and everything started to spin, them and the docking unit. And then they also talked about there was a cosmonaut mission where, the astronaut who was staying on the ground said to the other astronaut, just make sure before you come in for reentry, close this vent.
Uh-huh.
You got to do it manually. Close this vent. The guy forgot to. And they died of asphyxiation 15 seconds into reentry.
Oh,
I mean, this is called Countdown, and it's by Time Magazine. It is fascinating, and I'm a big NASA nerd, so I was eating it up with a spoon.
You know what this reminds me of? Is in the early days of podcasting, before there were any directories or formal directories, the way you found out from podcasts is by listening to other podcasters and what they talk about. So this
Word
is kind of is a throwback to 2004-2005 era when it's like, hey, T, what are you listening to? Chuck, what are you listening to? And you got that little testimonial. It was more than a rating system because you got what they liked, what they didn't like, or even feedback about that. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of things also haven't changed because in the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies, this new service called Twitter came along and people started talking about podcasts on Facebook and podcasts on Twitter. And people still do that. There was a friend of mine actually turned me on to a terrific podcast called Headshots. And it's hosted by two psychologists, and they look at the psychology of video games, or just gaming in general. They go into card games, they go into board games. Their main focus is video games.
Sure.
And but I found out about them through another podcaster who was talking about it through word of mouth, and then I found them on Twitter. And it's like a lot of the technology has changed, but a lot of this still word of mouth, social media. It is still the best way to find podcasts. So we have
International Podcast Day, which I'll be really excited when I see a card on the Hallmark rack. I'll send
Happy
you one.
The
official launch date for our book is October 2nd. According to Amazon, it'll be available October 2nd. So as of this recording, we don't have a hard copy in our hot little hands.
No, we do not.
October.
No, we do not.
Very excited. We did see some of the final layouts in PDF, and it is sexy. The
gorgeous
the dummies.
Gorgeous.
Brand has a complete overhaul. It's modern. It's like the difference between looking at a website in 2007 and 2017.
You're right. That is a good way of looking at it. It's
clean. It's fresh. It's modern. And we will have this in the feed and get the feed published to all the usual spots. So most people are probably listening to this long after October 2nd, but you know, we appreciate the patronage. Even if you've got one of the older books, I encourage you to get one of the new ones because much has changed.
So much has changed. We've got we feature new podcasts. We feature new techniques in podcasting. Yep. We feature new equipment. We had a wonderful supply of microphones from Rode, from Heil, from Shure.
God bless them.
God bless them all. They came through. In fact, right now I'm recording on a brand new Heil PR781. It's a PR781, and I love the sound of this mic. I absolutely adore it. There are new podcasters that we talked to. There are new ways of podcasting.
We both launched a new podcast
during the writing of this
like
book.
Like we didn't have
really
enough
stupid
to do.
Thing to do. Exactly.
Pile it on. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Go in for a penny, in for a pound.
So give yours a plug.
Okay, so I ventured, since we were talking earlier about video games, I ventured for the first time into video game podcasts.
Yep.
And I got together with some buddies of mine. That's Nick Kelly, his son Brandon, and Ron Dauphin. And all four of us play Bungie's video game Destiny. And so we went ahead and we created this podcast called Happy Hour from the Tower. And we are now at do it right. Happy Hour from the Tower. There we go.
He's got the real one. I got a sound bite. He's got the real bell.
I've got the bell. I've got the actual bell here. And Happy Hour from the Tower is pretty much our take on Destiny. And all four of us are very different kinds of players. We sometimes give advice. We sometimes just riff on the game and how much we love it. And it's been a lot of fun. And in the time between us starting in the middle of the rewriting of Podcasting for Dummies, we are already at episode 20. So it's 20 episodes.
Wow.
It's 20 episodes deep. Now, Chuck, you also started a new podcast.
Yes, Craig Stepp, who I also do Technorama with. Thank you.
I'm on it. I'm on it. Got it.
We have been kicking around this idea with Clinton Alvord from Comedy Forecast for at least 2 or 3 years to do Trek podcast. It's just been, you know, hey, we should do. Yeah. And it comes and goes with, you know, the fun we have at Dragon Con. And then about 2 weeks later, we all get busy again. Well, right. Clinton has since retired this year, so he's got a few extra CPU cycles. So this project got legs.
And Star Trek has just returned to television. So you couldn't have timed that any better.
Scheduling was not unintentional.
What's the name of this new podcast?
It's called The Topic is Trek. It's at topicistrek.com. I believe you can use the or not, and you'll get to the same place. And we've got about 5 or 6 shows under our belt. Number 6 was, in fact, our thoughts. We recorded it last night as we record this first episode of the new Star Trek Discovery show. And I'm not gonna go all fanboy on it on this point, but had a lot of fun with that. And we will be having more content from the show, more content from the Trek universe. It's just a whole lot of fun. We get silly at times and we go down rabbit trails, and every once in a while we have to remind each other. That's why we called it The Topic is Trek, is to get people back on track. It's like, no, come on back. We're not talking about, you know, Fringe anymore.
right. That ship has sailed. We're back here. We're talking about Trek. Exactly. And so one thing I think we should explain, though, is what we're going to be doing between now and the actual launch of the book. So Chuck and I have decided to be kind of ambitious, and between now and October 28th, we are going to basically post a show a week. So be watching this feed. You're going to get at least a show a week. In fact, yeah, we're gonna do at least, at the very least, a show a week.
Mm-hmm.
We might ramp it up right before October 28th and try to do two shows in a week, one from me, one from you, about podcasting. You know, again, the companion podcast. What's it all about? And we're basically leading up to.
You mentioned that date twice now. You got a clue in what's so special about October 28th.
Yeah, what's so special? Well, it's my birthday for one thing, but that's
Woo-hoo!
Not why I'm pushing it.
Woo-hoo!
No. It's also because we are starting up something called the PIY, Podcast It Yourself Workshop. We wanted to launch the book in style. So we said, well, let's make an all day or an all afternoon workshop.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting together some people who are actively podcasting. We're getting people who are legends of podcasting. They're all coming to Phoenix, Arizona, and we're going to do a day-long workshop, which when you walk away from it, you're going to have the tools to podcast with. And then we're also going to be selling the book, Podcasting for Dummies, the third edition. And Chuck and I will be there. We'll be signing copies. And we're really looking forward to it. Is there anything else that that people need to know about the PIY event?
Like you said, lots of good names in podcasting, people who've got lots of experience. We've mentioned some of them before. People who used to podcast, probably to the detriment of their own health in some cases. we'll be there. We have prizes, so you'll want to show
yes.
up. There's going to be podcast-ish prizes. You know, we're talking microphones and that kind of thing that are going to be, as I say in the promo, make podcasters weak in the knees.
Yes.
And we're going to have an after party to help T celebrate his birthday and the book launch.
Yeehaw.
Of course.
Now, one thing though that you need to know is. But right now, it is $20 to get in, but that price is going to be going up after October 10th. So if you're listening to this before October 10th, I got good news for you. You can go to podcastingfordummies.com/PIY2017. So that's podcastingfordummies.com/PIY2017, and you can register. You can register for the event, and you can get the low introductory rate before we bump it up a bit. And we're very excited about we're getting sponsors lined up. It's going to be launching the book in style. And speaking of launching stuff in style, we're going to wrap up this episode with talking a little bit about what you can expect from the Podcasting for Dummies companion podcast. Let's be honest, Chuck, we couldn't get everything in the book.
No, and some things don't translate well into print. Like, listen to this. Listen to how this is leveled. You know, this guy's too loud. This guy's too soft. You know, you really got to hear some of this stuff to believe it. Or in some cases, see this stuff. And we do have a quite a bit of content on video. So expect some of that as well.
And because one of the things that I learned in working with podcasts just in general is, if you want to try something different in your podcast feed, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with trying something a little different. For example, in Happy Hour from the Tower, we will occasionally have video gameplay breakdowns. Mm-hmm. So like we've already done like two video episodes and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool because not only do we have all the audio, but now we have these video episodes and people are like, oh, I enjoyed that. And of course it makes sense because if you're doing a video game podcast, it does help to have video gameplay where you can break it down and go, T shoots like a stormtrooper. So, you know, it's, and that's why we do that. So we're going to probably throw in some video tutorials in here as well. Just expect a lot of variety in the Podcasting for Dummies companion podcast to talk. And if you have ideas for the show, if there's something like you really want to hear, me riff on it or Chuck riff on it. Chuck, where can people find us and where can they contact us with show ideas?
Podcastingfordummies.com is the website.
Right.
We are on Twitter at PFD Authors. There is a Podcasting for Dummies group. Is it a group or page on Facebook?
It's a page.
Okay.
So you can reach us there as well on Facebook.
Or directly, you know, T. Morris or Chuck Tomasi on Facebook. No, you can find us. We've got an Instagram account. What was that one? I
believe it was PIY Authors. We'll have to get on that.
PFD Authors. There's no authors.
PFD Authors. Yes, PFD Authors. As you can tell, we're really on top of
our
social media.
We're going to line up those icons on the website. Just
yes,
go
we
there.
Are. We're going to figure it out. This is that's why it's episode zero, baby. We're finding the groove.
The ink is still wet on more than just the book at this point.
Oh, man. So on that note, I think we're going to go on ahead and wrap up. So on behalf of Chuck, thank you very much for listening. Please remember that Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share-alike United States 3.0 license. And you can find out more about that at creativecommons.org. So until next we talk, pod on.